Hey, this is Paula Souza, and you're listening to the 3-Minute Message Podcast. Go to 3MinuteMessage.com now for exclusive freebies, life hacks, and inspiration to transform your life and help you grow God's kingdom. Join the community over at 3MinuteMessage.com. That's the number 3MinuteMessage.com spelled out. Now, here's today's 3-Minute Message. What do you do when things are really tough? You're surrounded. Everyone is against you, and you're not sure what to do. Usually, when faced with this type of situation, we have what we normally call our two fight or flight options. We have a choice to stand and bang it out, or put on our running shoes and get out of harm's way. There's a third choice for us, and it's illustrated in the Bible in what could have been one of the best movie battle scenes ever. It seriously would have looked like an epic Lord of the Rings finale, except that instead of swords and archers and orcs and mighty deeds of valor, the people won by singing. Yep, this is the third option when we're faced with a stressful situation and aren't sure what to do. Fight, flight, or sing. I want to encourage you to add more praise and singing in your life. In the Bible, there's a story of King Jehoshaphat, who was told one day that a vast army is coming against you, King, from Edom, from the other side of the sea. The king panicked and called the entire nation to pray and seek the Lord. And this makes sense, because the nation of Judah at this time wasn't quite the nation that was going to successfully choose the fight option. They didn't have the military resources to stand against this enemy. And unless they were planning on abandoning their children, their flight option was out too. So King Jehoshaphat, with no options left, prays and says this, and I quote, "For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." The Lord answers and tells them, "Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against them, and you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you." God says, "Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Go out, face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." So King Jehoshaphat, with nothing else to do and no other options, decides to trust God and leads with singing. He appoints men to march at the head of the army, praising God and singing, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." Again, just visualize a huge movie battle scene, but put a choir in the front of the army. The question is not, did it work, but rather, did God work? And the answer is yes. Always. When you're faced with something like this vast army in your life, you're not sure what to do, you have no options, lead with singing. Sing because you trust in the Lord. Sing because you have no other options and no idea what to do. Sing because the situation is beyond you. Then stand firm and see the deliverance of God.